And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2014. It was on this day, 1842, 1,000 pioneers headed west on the Oregon Trail, the beginning of what was known as the Great Migration, a trail about 2,000 miles from the Missouri River to the Willamette Valley in Oregon. When the fur traders first discovered the trail in the early 19th century, you could only traverse it on foot or by horse, but by the late 1830s, it was accessible to wagons. And a lawyer in Missouri named Peter Burnett felt the call of the West. He wrote later, "I saw that a great American community would grow up in the space of a few years upon the distant Pacific, and I felt an ardent desire to aid in this most important enterprise." So he organized a wagon train, 300 men, women, and children, 50 wagons. It left Independence, Missouri on this day in 1843. By the time they reached Topeka, the number of people had more than doubled. They encountered herds of bison, villages of prairie dogs, reached Fort Laramie, Wyoming in 40 days, about 670 miles, through the Rocky Mountains, over the Colorado River, through Fort Bridger, Fort Boise, finally arriving in the Willamette Valley 5 months after they had set out from Independence. Four more wagon trains made the journey the next year, but the trail gradually fell out of use as railroad lines began to crisscross the country, and it was abandoned entirely in the 1870s. And it's the birthday of the first openly gay man elected to public office, Harvey Milk, born Woodmere, New York, 1930. Moved to San Francisco, he ran for city supervisor in 1973. He was defeated again in 1975. He lost. And then in 1977, he campaigned on civil rights issues, but also for less expensive child care and free public transportation and the creation of a police board, and won by 30%, and was shot down the following year by another city supervisor, Dan White. Here's a poem for today by Carrie Fountain, entitled Heaven. We spent months of our lives walking from Sears to Penny's, back when we were vague, a couple of ideas forming ourselves against the certainty of merchandise, in the presence of strangers, when no one knew us or wished to know us, or could even perceive us as we passed, two girls, unsmiling, unwilling, not finished. When I think of what we looked like then, I think of newborn horses, stunned and exhausted, still slick with the cumbersome fluids of birth. You were the leader. You'd stop at the waterfall by the food court, dig a coin from your pocket, and toss it over your shoulder into the fiberglass river, then turn, press a coin into my palm, and say, "Now you do it." We were hopeful. Our quarters slapped the water and disappeared beneath it. The little river went on past the shoe store, and we followed it. We followed it as long as we could, longing toward this, the unseen, unwished for present. A poem entitled Heaven by Carrie Fountain from her collection Burn Lake, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.